the red zone, is defined by the state's education department as 10 or more positive cases per 100,000 people, averaged over 14 days. In the Fairbanks North Star borough, and most of interior Alaska, it's about four times that. So the district's been on a mostly remote model for about 11,000 students. Others are being homeschooled, and some special needs students are getting in-person learning in small cohorts. Superintendent Karen Gaborik told the board at this week's meeting that she's trying to coordinate other options.
As new board members have come on and listening to campaigns and comments, we recognize that there's definitely some interest in expanding access to our schools in the red zone.
The administration's been hearing from frustrated parents and teachers who worry that kids aren't learning. At the same time, it's hearing from families and staff members worried about schools being a vector for disease that kills older family members. Kayla Morrison teaches sixth grade at Ladd Elementary School.
I do not think that we are in any position to open schools in a red zone. There are too many staff and students that are high risk. My students are doing fine on remote learning. All of my students are engaged. My grades are the same as they almost always are. My students are socializing. They're working together. They're doing projects. And I'm talking to parents.
Gaborik says the administration and board will share a work session November 16th devoted entirely to options for the third quarter. She says she wants to give the board lots of data from two district-wide surveys as well as grade reports from the first quarter. Board members asked for more information to be brought to that meeting. Jennifer Luke asked about students who have withdrawn or haven't engaged in remote learning.
I would like to know maybe how many students we have struggled with getting engagement from. I would really like to know what those numbers are because we still have a responsibility to those students.
The November 16th work session will be open to the public. The board is hoping to vote on a plan for the third quarter by the December 2nd regular meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.